So when we say you are aware of the silent space, it's a strange way of putting it. It works as a pointer. But what does that really mean? You are aware, first you are aware of a word. Your attention is on the word. Then the word disappears. And it is not replaced by inner words arising in you, because attention remains. The word disappears. And so when we say you are now aware of the gap, what's really happening is you have become self-aware. Awareness or consciousness has recognized itself. Without it, the object is gone. Just the field of bare attention remains. And that is a realm of also of great peace, the silent peace that's always there in the background. And as you realize that, it seems to become stronger. It seems to grow inside you. That's probably a perspective only, but it seems to grow and become stronger. So as you sit here, you don't grow in knowledge very much, except a few Zen stories or something. But you grow in awareness. However, any words that we use to describe it are already somewhat misleading. Perhaps a better way of putting it is to say that as you sit here, you shrink. The person shrinks. The personal sense of self that's identified with thought diminishes, and something else emerges. So. And so I've pointed out before, maybe not here, this is not a personal development group. Sometimes I say that when I arrive at the airport and the immigration officer says, "What are you going to do here? What do you teach?" In order to reach him at all, I sometimes say personal development and know that it's not true. But if I said personal shrinkage, he wouldn't let me in. Now the person remains, but what gradually happens is there comes a shift. The transcendent dimension in you becomes stronger than the personal dimension.